Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Focus on Issues, your local public affairs program on KECR 910 AM. My name is Suong Tran. Today's guest is Beth Warren. She is a licensed clinical social worker, psychotherapist, and also a board member for the Postpartum Health Alliance in San Diego. Beth, thank you so much for coming on the program.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. This is such an important topic, and I'm thrilled whenever we're getting more information out there.
Yes, this is a very important topic that we're going to cover today. It's postpartum depression. It's important, but Beth, I don't think a whole lot of people talk about this. Why don't you tell us what postpartum depression is?
You know, I love that we're talking about it because I agree with you. Not a lot of women will talk about it. In fact, I have so many clients that only once they start reaching out to loved ones with their experience do all these people come out of the woodwork. Oh, I had that. My neighbor had that. So I'm glad we're bringing it to the awareness so that your listeners can know where to get help if they are themselves or if a loved one is going through it. Postpartum depression is one of several what we call PMADs, perinatal mood and anxiety disorders. Perinatal really meaning from time of conception up to about a year, year and a half after delivery. And postpartum depression is one of those.
Okay, so that's what postpartum depression is. I've heard of postpartum anxiety, so is that the same thing?
Great question. It is not. You know, up until recently, there wasn't much information out in the public about postpartum depression or mood and anxiety disorders. So people often would use the term postpartum depression to encapsulate all of the PMADs, whereas really that was a misnomer because actually more women will experience what's known as postpartum anxiety. We have seen that about 1 in 7 women, if you can believe it, experience postpartum depression, and about 1 in 5 to 7 will experience postpartum anxiety. Postpartum anxiety is different than postpartum depression. Postpartum depression is an experience of a cluster of symptoms that, again, happen either during pregnancy and or after birth. And it can include a lot of different symptoms, mainly irritability, lack of appetite or overappetite, disruption in sleep. And I don't just mean when the baby wakes you up. It's more that once the baby has gone back to sleep, you might struggle with going back to sleep. Or the opposite might be that you need more sleep than you've ever needed. We see a lot of lack of motivation, maybe isolating from others, difficulty with concentrating. With the irritability, too, we often see women experiencing rage, like they're really snapping at their partner. They might be yelling at their children. And so oftentimes women themselves don't identify, oh, this is depression in themselves, because they might have this really outdated concept of postpartum depression being, you know, a woman who's just in her bed all day long crying, disengaged from the child, and they might think, oh, well, I don't have that, so that's not depression. Same thing with anxiety. Postpartum anxiety really looks like, and you know what's interesting, by the way, anxiety and depression can often be really linked. Oftentimes we're seeing women with both, and it's kind of like that concept of where there's thunder, there's lightning. We often see the two connected. But symptoms-wise, postpartum anxiety can also look like a bunch of different types of symptoms, and every woman is different. But we typically see women having really racing, worrisome thoughts. Might be clustered in health for their baby or catastrophe, feeling that sense of dread, like something bad is going to come. We'll often see an avoidance behavior, like this belief of, oh gosh, if I take my baby out to the grocery store, my baby will melt down and then everyone will judge me. There's no way I could handle that. That would just be too much, so I'm just not even going to do it. So you kind of see this chipping away at things that you used to do for pleasure no longer happening. The obsessive thoughts of worrying about something in particular over and over. And there's actually a perinatal obsessive compulsive disorder that can be diagnosed as well, which is kind of in that spectrum of postpartum anxiety.
Okay. Well, as most people know, during pregnancy, there's lots of changes going on.
Yes.
So do we know what causes postpartum depression and postpartum anxiety?
We see that the symptoms for women typically are caused by a grouping of risk factors. There's numerous risk factors, but the biggies are genetics, such as a family or personal history of a mental illness themselves. We also notice environmental stressors tend to be like the thing that flips that switch of whether one woman might get PMAD, another woman might not. We notice other factors such as age. Older mamas are at higher risk. Also, moms who've had a history of infertility, pregnancy loss. There's numerous risk factors. So we don't have just one particular thing that causes it, which can be so difficult for women. That's also why it doesn't discriminate. We'll see, as I mentioned, 1 in 7 women experience a PMAD, so we will see women across the board, socioeconomically, education-wise, et cetera, experience a PMAD.
Interesting. Okay. You know, when we talk about these disorders, we often think of moms, but what about dads? Can men get postpartum depression and postpartum anxiety?
Yes, and again, this is one of those things that is not often talked about. I think there is a lot of social stigmatization against talking about dads who themselves have a PMAD. We know that 1 in 10 dads will experience some sort of depression, anxiety, et cetera, as they're adjusting to their new role as a father. And what that often looks like, the symptoms often look much different than with women. There can be this sense of shame or this belief that they are protecting their partner by not sharing their own experiences. So we often see withdrawal and isolation. What that might look like is a dad overworking, for example, staying at the office much longer than he really needs to, out of this feeling of being overwhelmed and not wanting to deal with the reality. We also see dads often escaping into alcohol or drugs, again, just trying to escape the feelings that they're experiencing. We see dads feeling out of control, maybe even feeling jealous of the infant and how that the change in their family has caused such a change in their dynamic with their spouse. Anger is really common, for example. Worrying thoughts typically about money or about providing for their family. So it looks different, but it's also helpful to recognize that dads go through it too, which links back to that conversation of what do we know causes this. You know, dads don't have the hormonal changes that a woman does with pregnancy, and yet they have all the other stuff. Major environmental changes, major shift in their relationship with their spouse, major shift in their identity and their role that they so previously, you know, felt pretty strongly about, safe with.
But, you know, depression and anxiety in general can be very overwhelming, debilitating. When we talk about postpartum depression and anxiety, can some of these symptoms lead someone to harm another person?
I love that you're asking this because, again, with these outdated concepts of maybe a woman like locked in her room crying all day, this belief of that's what postpartum depression looks like, people often fear that that is postpartum depression as well. And I want to reassure you that it is not. I mentioned postpartum depression, postpartum anxiety, and postpartum OCD. There's also something called postpartum psychosis. So while with PMAD, there's 1 in 7 chance of getting this, the nice thing to know about psychosis is even though it's very scary, it is incredibly rare. It tends to be about 1 out of 1,000 births. And it is a true medical emergency. And just like PMAD, it is treatable. And so with psychosis comes often exactly what it sounds like, maybe delusions, hallucinations. And we have known, and unfortunately we see it in the media more often than just regular postpartum depression or anxiety. Oftentimes these really, really sad cases are the ones that make the news. But we do see women who have these delusional beliefs that they either need to harm themselves or that they need to harm their children. Certainly with postpartum depression, not psychosis, it can get severe. And sometimes women, as a result, if they're having a severe postpartum depressive episode, might actually entertain thoughts of suicide or might actually entertain thoughts of, you know, my family would be better off without me, that kind of stuff. But I'm so glad you asked this because just because you're not having those thoughts does not mean that you don't have postpartum depression and anxiety. In fact, I would say 99% of my clients who come to me with a PMAT often say that exact thing of, I love my baby so much and I love being a mom. It's just that this was not the experience I expected. I feel different. I don't feel like myself. So it's not typically this, you know, I want to harm my child, I don't want to be a mother kind of thought.
Okay, Beth. Well, we're getting close to the end of our time, and I'd like to learn more about the Postpartum Health Alliance. So why don't you tell us what your nonprofit does?
Great. And before I jump into that, I want to just say one thing to the listeners. Please know that if you or a loved one is experiencing postpartum depression or anxiety or psychosis, these are all fully treatable. It's just helpful to, I always say the two big T's to my clients. This is treatable and temporary. It's really important to know that, so it's important to go get help. And that's where Postpartum Health Alliance comes in. For here in San Diego, we have a wonderful nonprofit organization, and our purpose is to raise awareness about PMADS and, more importantly, to link families with providers who are trained and who specialize in treating PMADS. So, for example, we have a website. It's postpartumhealthalliance.org. You can find support groups in the community, for example. You can find providers meaning therapists or psychiatrists who specialize in this field. There's even lactation consultants who are really good working with mamas who are experiencing a PMAT, et cetera. And then we also have what's called a warm line, and that number is 619-254-0023. And if you didn't get it, it's fine. You can also go to our website. It has it listed on there. And this warm line are trained volunteers who are there to refer you to providers, take your calls, help you through this initial process. The other thing on our website that's really, really handy is there's a very brief 10-question screening tool to see if you meet criteria for postpartum depression. There's a couple questions on there about anxiety. It tends to do better about picking up postpartum depression, but I want to reassure people it's not diagnostic. It really more is looking at symptoms, but it's a nice start. It's a good way of saying, I don't know, is this something? Should I go get this checked out? Should I get help? And then last but not least, Postpartum Health Alliance also really supports providers in the community. So if you are a therapist or a psychiatrist, an OB, a pediatrician, anyone in this field that's interested in learning more, we do trainings. You can become a member, and we have educational luncheons. We do study groups. There's all sorts of support for providers in the community, because that's the big key, is a woman might identify, I'm feeling off, but unfortunately, not every OB, pediatrician, therapist, psychiatrist has training in this specialty. And so, unfortunately, I've heard some pretty tough stories from women who they finally get the guts to go get help and then find that they're not getting the help they need because of a lack of information with their provider. So that's the other thing to know, is if you have had that experience, please don't give up. Please go to Postpartum Health Alliance and find a provider who does know about this and can help you get better.
Well, Beth, we're at the end of our time right now. Do you have anything else that you would like to share with our listeners?
Truly, just to link back to remind everyone, this is temporary and treatable. So please go get help. If anything I've said today really strikes a chord and you're wondering if maybe you're experiencing a PMAT, or same thing, if you know someone who you suspect might be, it is so important to go get help. There is no shame. You're going to be in good hands if you find a provider who knows how to treat this, and you will get better. This is temporary.
Okay. Again, if you would like to learn more about this topic, you can go to the Postpartum Health Alliance's website. It's postpartumhealthalliance.org. Their phone number is 619-254-0023. Okay. We've been speaking with Beth Warren. She is a licensed clinical social worker, a psychotherapist, and a board member for the Postpartum Health Alliance in San Diego. Beth, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to Focus on Issues. The opinions and views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station or management. This program is presented as a public service of KECR 910 AM. If you're aware of a need, interest, or concern of the City of El Cajon, you can email me at stran@familyradio.org. To learn more about Family Radio, a beacon of truth and hope, go to familyradio.org or call us toll-free 1-800-543-1495.